here's a story from The World.
Since the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota, the world has been reckoning with racist symbols in a lot of different ways. Statues have been toppled, executives have been stripped of their titles, and now the calls for racial equity are coming to sports. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
For years, Indigenous activists have been demanding that sports teams around the world retire the use of racial slurs and imagery in their names and logos. Today, Washington's NFL team is taking the first step.
We want to turn now to some major news out of the NFL. Washington's NFL team retiring its controversial nickname.
The name is controversial and is getting nixed by the team because it's a racial slur, one that we will not be saying on air. Tristan Ottone, president of the Native American Journalists Association and member of the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma, says there are a number of reasons why it's important to retire the name from our conversations.
One of the, I think, the most obvious ones is that it's just unethical to be using a racial slur. As an Indigenous person, it's hurtful. And no matter what Indigenous organizations, tribal nations, et cetera, say about this topic, non-Indigenous people don't seem to want to listen.
Ottone says Washington's announcement is an important one, but he's skeptical about the team's motivation.
The area that frustrates me is that, you know, we're seeing this change happen because there's been financial pressure. It's not definitely not out of the goodness of their heart.
It's true. Today's announcement comes after sponsors including FedEx, PepsiCo, Nike, and Bank of America said they would cut ties with the team if they didn't replace their name. A football team up in Canada is facing the same pressure. Two sponsors of the Edmonton Eskimos say they want the team to change its name. In response, the team promised last week to expedite a review of the name, with an update expected by the end of July. It's a dialogue encouraged by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
This is a discussion and a reflection that the city of Edmonton certainly needs to undertake. Reconciliation is not just about Indigenous people and the government. It's about all of us as Canadians, non-Indigenous as well. And I think that's a really important discussion to have.
The discussion is also taking place in the UK around the Exeter Chiefs Rugby Club. In the past 2 weeks, nearly 3,000 people have signed a petition led by the campaign Exeter Chiefs for Change. A spokesperson for the campaign said they're asking for an overhaul of the team's imagery.
Their logo is a cartoon of a Native American chief wearing the headdress, and also the bars at their grounds and everything are kind of named on that theme. So you've got like the teepee hut and things like that. So it's very much ingrained in their branding.
The spokesperson asked to represent the campaign as a whole and for us to not use her name. She says she's not expecting Exeter's team to change anytime soon, but she thinks Washington's announcement today could provide momentum for an international movement.
I think because they were almost like the ones who were ignoring everything and refusing to change, the fact that they have now changed, I think that people now might go, oh, well, if Washington have finally decided to do it, maybe it's the time for the rest of us to do it as well.
Washington's NFL team has not yet announced their new name. It's reportedly tied up in a trademark conflict. Tristan Ottone says he's waiting for that information.
You know, until we actually see what that replacement is, I think it's probably too early for us to be celebrating. The team could still come back with, like, Native-themed imagery.
The team does continue to use its original name. Today's announcement was released on unchanged letterhead from the team's official Twitter account, whose handle includes the racial slur. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.